So, of course, you know, the state can appeal as well. And this is not something we do very often, and I'll talk about considerations of why or why not, why we should or should not appeal from time to time. But just remember that our right to appeal is very limited. There are a lot of historical reasons for this that I won't get into, but it wasn't until, I think, 1987 that the state could actually appeal anything. In fact, there was a CCA case where the state had appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. The U.S. Supreme Court had reversed the CCA. The CCA said something along the lines of, hey, look, since we got reversed, we're going to honor that. But for the future, the state cannot appeal us to the U.S. Supreme Court. The state does not have that authority, which was kind of weird. Not long after that, we got the right to appeal. But even then, it's very limited. And just remember, when you're looking at the statute, which is 4401 of the Code of Criminal Procedure, they have kind of a first section that's about six things in there, the most common of which I would say is probably motions to suppress that we lose. But there are actually four other things in there. Legal sentences and Chapter 64 motions are probably the most common of those additional things. So keep those in mind if you're considering something that you lost and moving on with appeal. There are certain mechanics that go into this, and like the most important thing that you need to remember is you have 20 days to appeal. You don't have 21 days, because on the 21st day is done. You can't appeal anymore. You have to put in your notice of appeal by the 20th day after the order is signed or whatever the ruling is made, whatever it is. There's no extensions that we can get, and this is a hard and fast rule. Another thing you have to keep in mind is the quote-unquote prosecuting attorney, which is normally your elected prosecuting attorney, has to be the one that signs the notice of appeal. They can delegate this authority, but it has to be clear on the face of the record that they have done so, and they cannot give a blanket authority. So they can't say, my head of appeals can always make the decision of whether or not we do a state's appeal. It's a case-by-case determination. One other little pitfall you have to look out for is that the state, it doesn't matter if the state has actual notice. If the trial court signs an order, throws it in the file, and just kind of sits back, and the state is thinking to themselves, well, we're just kind of waiting for them to sign that order. And on day 21, you found out that he had signed it a long time ago. You're done. So you or your trial attorneys have to be on that, making sure that a ruling has been made, and then you appeal within that time frame.
And as a defense attorney, when the state's going to appeal, you just win your big motion or, you know, whatever it is that you want and the state wants to appeal it, look for these things. Maybe you want to call it to the court's attention that they didn't follow one of the mechanics, and you may be able to get them to not be able to appeal that.
Yeah. On suppression rulings, again, this is probably the big one that we appeal most of all or most of the time. Remember, there's a special certification that has to be made, and I'll just read from the statute. It says, the prosecuting attorney must certify to the trial court that the appeal is not taken for the purpose of delay, and that the evidence, confession, or admission is of substantial importance to the case. You have to have that in there. It seems like just kind of a formal kind of thing that, well, what does it matter if it's in there or not? But if it's not in there, the Court of Appeals does not have jurisdiction over the case. And I would just put that certification in the notice of appeal. The same thing with a stay. The state is entitled under 4401E to a stay in proceedings. So I would just put the request for a stay in your notice of appeal and have the trial court sign it. And if the trial court's like, I'm not signing that, you can mandamus them because it is something that we're entitled to. And finally, if it's a motion to suppress that you've lost, request your findings of fact and conclusions of law, just as any losing party would do. You want to have those findings and conclusions so you can make an effective record for appeal. Just some considerations to think about whenever you're doing a state's appeal. The first thing you want to do is talk to your trial prosecutors and just kind of figure out, well, what happened here. It might not be worth appealing. I mean, the trial judge might just be right. I mean, just because your prosecutors are upset doesn't mean that whenever you go talk to them, you go, well, actually, the judge got it right this time. Also, sometimes you might look at, it might be a DWI case, and you might say to yourself, well, we are kind of iffy on that probable cause for DWI, but I'm looking at the video here, the guy doesn't have a driver's license. He doesn't have a seatbelt on. Did you argue to the court that he didn't have those were also arrestable offenses? And they go, well, no, we didn't think about that. It's a DWI case. Well, they have not preserved that issue, and it's going to be harder to win on appeal at that point. So we, as the appealing party, we have to preserve our issues just like anybody else. So if you're, again, you want to talk to your trial prosecutors and see what happened. I think that one of the big ones is if you're the appealing party, which means you're already on the back foot. I don't really think the appellate system is set up against one side or another per se. It's set up against the losing party. So if you have lost, it's going to be already going to be difficult. And if you lose on appeal, are you creating bad law for yourself going forward? It might just not be worth the appeal in that situation. Other things too, you know, can this be remedied? Is this going to hurt your relationship with your trial court judge? And another big one I don't think we think about too often because maybe it just doesn't come up. But if you have a very high profile case, you need to think about how is this going to look in the community? And that's just more of a much more political kind of decision, a sociological decision that you're going to have to make on maybe higher levels. But sometimes you give it your go in the trial, and then you say, okay, well, we gave it a go. And those are more ephemeral things. But I think it's things that, as the state who seeks justice, that's something that you really need to kind of talk about with your colleagues in the office.